we could have won. I think we had a bad 20 minutes in the first half, or probably more importantly, they had a good 20 minutes. They've got some good players in their setup, and if you give them the opportunity, which we did in the first half, by maybe not holding the ball up as well as we could have, then of course their good players come into play. Whereas I thought, as the half went on, the last 5-10 minutes of the first half, obviously we had a couple of really good opportunities and even could have come in 2-1 up. But there was 3 or 4, like I said, after the game that wasn't quite doing enough. So we managed to get that out of them. And I thought second half was pretty dominant. And after watching the video review, it was actually better than I thought as well. We had so kept a decent side pegged back, and they, I think, can think themselves lucky coming out with a point in the end.
You made some very honest remarks after the game about there were some players who they treated it almost like an under-21 game. Was that really the first time that you'd got into this group, that you'd had to maybe say a few home truths?
No.
It's not?
No, it's not, no. I think, without being nasty, the group hasn't got that sort of old-school, sort of natural leadership quality, if you like, that however you're playing as an individual, you can dig your mate out and everybody know that it's honest and genuine and not an agenda. And I think that's not just this group, we had that Oldham as well, and that's a real problem really for the society, I think, not even football. I think it's a society issue, probably because the way people bring their kids up are different. And not quite the social, probably, skills that i.e. ourselves going out sort of kicking the ball in the park and all that that brings. Mm. Now it's more, obviously, work in the academy and then go home, sit on the iPad and stuff like that. And sometimes people can be very expressive, or footballers or whatever, on that sort of communication element as far as text and iPads and stuff like that, but not quite as expressive in their mannerisms and in their attitude sort of towards one another, and that can have its benefits, but it can also come with drawbacks. And I think that's something people are always searching for, that sort of leader, and there's very few of them around. That's where you'll see the Championship is full of probably 27 to 32 year olds that are still of that era where they can go and dig somebody out to get the best out of them in an aggressive but positive way. And, of course, you've got to try and look for that.
So as hard as it is to find those types of players, would you say that that is your number one priority this summer, or at least near the top of the list?
No. My priority is to get good players in, and good players are good players for different reasons. Some good players are that because they've got an unbelievable will to win. Some good players are good because they're unbelievable technically. And some people make good decisions, some people are good 1v1 defenders, and we want good players in. So it's about getting the blend, getting the jigsaw. You're going to have to forgive, you're going to have to give something generally in League One, because it's difficult to get somebody with a sort of a Trojan mentality that's silky on the ball, really, really quick and experienced. And that, of course, is the dream. But most of them are world-class or in the Premier League. So it might be that you can get the leader in, but you have to give a little on pace. It might be that you get the pace, but you've got to nurture that leader in somebody. And we try and do it. You know what I mean? We work on people's strengths and we try and bump up their weaknesses. Whatever happens, the group will improve.
So as hard as it is to find players who have got that naturally about them, you believe you can create a culture at this football club that can maybe bring people out of their shell, do you?
Yeah, I think you can create a culture. And it's very difficult to put in, if you like, what God left out, to use a to use a saying, if you like. But as far as that's concerned, you can improve people technically quite easily. You can ask, you can demand, you can motivate for a short period of time. But generally, people revert to their natural personality and their type. Of course, we work on things. It could be the team atmosphere, do you know what I mean? The team spirit that you can work on. And I think you can work on that if you make sure you don't use 42 players like we've used this year, and you can build. We started to, even in this group, you can see the sort of relationships building now, but when there's such a high turnaround all the time, which there is actually generally in the lower leagues now, because people are going year to year, really. It's quite difficult to get that real team spirit and it be real. Mm. You can fabricate it, but it's not real. You've got mates because you've had mates for years.
Mm.
And you can have an argument with your mate, but know you love him to bits. But you've probably met a few new people that you get on well with, but if you had an argument, you'd never speak to them again.
Mm.
And that's the type of guys that we want to bring, the guys that can have an argument and then go out for a drink later and completely forget about it.
There was a little bit of criticism when Conor Hourihan came off at the weekend. Can you understand some of that frustration, or do you think it's a bit harsh?
Well, I'll start off by saying I think Conor Hourihan's been one of the most effective players we've had this season. If you look at purely statistically what he's done, he's been very good. I like Conor Hourihan an awful lot as a person. I think he's a really good trainer, he's a really good professional, and he's a good guy. I think on the day, I can understand why the fans moaned at his performance and sort of was pleased with the fact that I took him off. I think that's fair, and I think Conor would say that's fair. And that's why I took him over to the crowd at the end to make sure, look, they say, look, I hold my hands, I haven't played well. And it wasn't that bad. I think what it is, and I had it myself a little bit, because I played for my dad at Bristol City, and that's what I talked him through, basically. I just said that, look, football, people are passionate, and the fans are passionate. And if they see people, what they deem not showing that passion, then they're going to get upset. Now, on the day, I actually thought it was more of a technical defending issue with Conor. And I think that's something he's got to get in his game. He's not naturally a very good defender. And what he does, he comes into the ball, he plants his foot completely the wrong time. So people just drift past him. So then he dangles a leg to try and win the ball. And it gives the perception of he's not trying or he's not going in for tackles. And it's not true. It's just a case of that we've got to work on his defending and get to a point where it's acceptable to his teammates and to the crowd, because his attributes are fantastic. And what he does well is probably the best in the league at, as far as like delivery. And he actually presses really well as well, as far as he recognises the things that we want him to recognise. And he works hard for the team in that respect. So it's basically a case of, can we up his deficiencies in his one-on-one defending to at least give the perception to everybody that he's doing and fighting for the cause like he is. And sometimes that happens in people's technical deficiencies. But what we must concentrate on is his qualities, because he's certainly almost special teams. If you think of the NFL, you know what I mean? If you could have a special team kicker, that would be him coming on, wouldn't it?
Have you had to be a bit patient in the job with, I think, less than a third of the season to go when you took over? And when you're trying to implement a style as a new manager, you've had to play a couple of players, perhaps in positions that are unnatural to them, just to fit in there as well. Have you had to sort of wait until the summer, or are you waiting until the summer, until you can fully implement your exact vision for this club?
Completely. You have to, because it takes too long. It takes too long to... what you have to do is assess, right, what's the short-term goal? Well, the short-term goal is to stay up. Right, what is the medium, or the next-term goal, next short-term, because we've done so well, was can we get in the playoffs?
Mm.
And if you start implementing all these things too early, it's difficult. And you can be implementing them with players that can't do the particular job that they're required to do. And of course, I think, listen, there's no secret, we've had an issue with where we get Sam Winnell in the team because it's not ideal that he's playing in that role. So he's either got to be well and above the best as the out-and-out striker in that 4-1-4-1 or 4-3-3, however you see it, or he's got to be able to fit into a job for the team. My honest opinion on Sam is I really like him. He's a great lad, great player. I think he come back strong. And then I thought he had a couple of games that just caught up with him a little bit, and he wasn't moving quite as well due to the fact we had so many games. So I gave him a rest, and I thought he was really good on Saturday. I thought he judged the right time to stay up there and cheat a little bit, and he judged the right time to come back and help out with the defensive duties. And he got his goal, which I was pleased with him for that. and pleased for him because he was in the area, and that's where, of course, he needs to be. Now, at the moment, he's going to have to be in that area coming from a different position. But, of course, when we get everything right, then hopefully he'll be used in that up top position.
Because you mentioned a moment ago that it's easy to forget, isn't it, that when you came in, or at least when the club was looking for a new manager, this was very much about survival, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And you just see this league that you can drop like a stone. Many teams have done that this year. I mean, look at Notts County at the start of the year. We're coming up against them Saturday in the relegation zone after about 15, 18 games. I think they're in the top six, weren't they? And looking like they were going to really kick on. A poor bit of form, and players' confidence drops again down to this social, probably lack of personality, if you like, with amongst youngsters. It's not a lack of personality, that's a completely wrong thing to say. It's just it's that bounce back ability that probably comes from real graft that maybe the older generation have gone through. And everybody's different, so by no means am I I'm talking about the younger generation negatively, but they're outstanding communicators in different fields to the older generation, and it's bringing a new quality to football and the world. But with footballers, you need to have a bit of both.
So what do you make of your next opponents coming up tomorrow?
Well, I mean, they've got a new manager coming in, of course. It's his first home game. I watched their last couple of games, and they've got threats, there's no doubt in that. Obviously, we all know Campbell Rice, who always seems to come and bite me on the backside, even though he's my mate. And I played with him, but he's a character on the pitch because of his quality and the way he plays, and he can galvanise a group on his own. So we're going to have to make sure we pay special attention to him. And they've got some good sort of senior pros. They've got obviously Smith and Jones in there. They've got Mullins, and they're the sort of characters that we're talking about, that if they're going to get out of trouble, they're going to need to play well. And it's a good game for us because we want to go there. It's a nice big stadium, big pitch, and we want to go there with a decent travelling support like we always have, and put a show on.
Just wondered, as a young English manager who's been given his opportunity, what you make of the fact that there's another foreign manager that's come to English football now, and it's not just about the top flight, is it? We are seeing foreigners getting an opportunity in the lower leagues as well now.
Yeah, well, it's disappointing, of course. No disrespect to the new guy in at Notts County, but as a general rule, it's disappointing because, like I say, the FA, you spend as a coach, you spend a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort trying to work your way up the ladder sort of thing, and Notts County is a good club, and really it should be a club that gives an opportunity like they did before to someone like Derry, and Derry done very well for them, Sean, to get them out of trouble last year, and then really try and shift as many players out as he did and as many players in as he did. So it's just a case of, okay, people will sign these foreign guys, and I'm sure they'll bring a quality, but time will tell. And there's some fantastic foreign managers that have come into English football that you can really learn from. But it's just like any player. If you can go English or British, then surely that's the best way to go.
I'm guessing you're eager to taste victory again after these last three games.
Yeah, I am, yeah. I think everybody... I mean, the players want to win, I want to win, the club wants to win. And that was not a bad performance or result in the end on Saturday. But it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it, to get a win and get that winning feeling back, because you're never fully yourself until that next win.
And just a final one, any niggles or injuries that you've picked up ahead of this game?
Yeah, we got a couple. We just got to sort of reassess, really. A couple of lads didn't train today, but are hopeful for tomorrow, without giving too much away, because I'm sure everybody in Nottingham is listening to your radio show.
I'm sure they are. Cheers, Lee.
So it's just a case of picking the best available teams to go and win the game.